I got Coke for us to share.
Oh, yes.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show for this week. And I tell you what, I got a bit of a bone to pick with my wife, and you're all along for the ride. Listen up, babe, all right?
What's she done?
I'm going to have a sip of your caffeine-free Coke.
Do it. Nice.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Now.
What?
We're in the middle of a fight. We are in the middle of a fight. Claire and I have never been in a real fight, but this could be the closest we've ever come to a real fight. Let me set the scene. So Claire's pregnant with a baby.
Or a greyhound.
We don't know yet. Mm. Now, this morning we're going to go and see my grandparents in the nursing home. We ring Nana. She's sick. Mm. So she said, don't come in today. I was like, all right. So we drop off some things because we're beautiful. Mm. And Dixon's, listen, I would have dropped off a bloody get well soon text message. But Dickie's beautiful. So we actually drop off.
Socks off. Hang on. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody. We're just taking off Claire's socks.
Oh, so much better. Go on, darling.
Thank you. So we drop off some gifts and just like some little knickknacks for around the home and all that type of stuff. Beautiful. Well done, Claire.
Thank you.
We head back.
Yes.
To then go to the gym.
Yes.
Now, things start going wrong at the gym.
Did they?
For me.
Oh, yes.
My knees hurt. Went for a run this morning. Knees hurt. Knees continue to hurt as I train legs. Had the shits. Then we walk out.
Do a little burp.
Oh, I got burps. Then we leave the gym.
Yes.
We head to the closest. Dixon starts.
Wait. Before you go on and paint me to be this big villain, which I am, I'm a man eater.
You're a man.
I'm a chip
eater. You're a something eater.
During this pregnancy, I haven't had many cravings except
for
hot potato chips. It went KFC.
Yes, it did go KFC first.
KFC, and then I realised that their chips were
subpar.
Subpar,
well,
too.
Not subpar, but.
Compared to.
Yeah, in comparison to.
So, like, KFC, the chips are, like, up here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gesturing a higher hand for those of you listening to this. Henny Penny, above and fresher, and the gravy is, it makes all the pain in pregnancy worth it.
Where are McDonald's chips in this graph?
Right at the bottom.
So, that's pretty bad. So, this is how good Henny Penny chips are.
Fucking
now,
oath.
Now, let's describe.
You know what the key fucking component is,
hang
though?
Hang on,
hang on.
We've
got to
get. We've got to get to that.
I'll tell them.
No, we've got to get to that.
Ooh.
So, Henny Penny is basically like a poor man's KFC.
Red Rooster.
Basically Red Rooster. It was like Newcastle's version of Red Rooster. I don't know if it was in other parts of the country. Let us know in the comment section. Not sure. Now, we have a Henny Penny, a HP, pretty close to us. Bit of HP.
Yeah.
We have one pretty close to us.
Too close.
Also backs on to a funeral home, which
it doesn't deter me.
Didn't deaden Claire's hunger. Probably did it for me. Now, Dixon demands.
Oh.
Often, it's pregnancy cravings. I get it. But you go, I need HP chips. She'll wake me up in the middle of the night.
I don't call it HP.
We need a Henny Penny.
Don't do it at night time.
We need the big chicken. We need the hot chicken. And so Claire will go, we go through the drive-thru, and this joint, it looks like it's a rundown because, like, Henny Penny's failed. Like, all the franchises.
The chips haven't.
There's, like, two left. There used to be heaps. Now there's, like, two left.
Maybe we should buy one day.
That's the best idea I've ever heard.
And we'll keep it alive.
We'll keep it running.
Running
at a loss. Oh, talk dirty to me.
Just all night's memorabilia. Yes. Everywhere from the days of good. Continue.
Now, what is your, well, we go, and because I'm usually driving, well, always driving. Claire.
Always
rooting. Claire demands that I have to.
I just have to reach over.
I have to do the ordering.
It's
now,
preferred, yes.
The first time we went to Henny Penny after the KFC time.
Yes.
Claire wanted chicken chippies.
That's all I've wanted this whole pregnancy. And I know you do the frozen ones in Woolies and Coles.
They're in the cupboard. I mean,
but
the cupboard. They're in
the
fridge.
Same. They're not
freezer.
The same as when you get them back in the day from Chickadee, Red Lee, all those places.
Happened to me.
With gravy and chicken salt. And my chicken chippies are fucking nowhere.
So I asked for chicken chippies. They say, we don't have any chicken chippies. So
and
Claire.
Then,
Well, this happened for weeks. Like, oh, no, a week and a half. Every time I go, there's no chicken chippies. They never have chicken chippies. And Claire goes, oh, ask for the chicken chippies. So I ask the chicken chippies, no, we don't have any chicken chippies. So then there's this big dickhead Butterfield at the window going, need my chicken chippies.
I don't know why you find it embarrassing.
I don't know. I get embarrassed by that.
It's so weird.
I get embarrassed by that. So then.
That's so weird.
I do. I get really embarrassed at the drive-thru. I don't know why. Feel people out. Are judging me.
You're saying me dick stinks over a fucking building site to a fan, and then you order chicken chippies and freak out.
Because they never have it. And then I think it's because I was fat growing up. I feel like people are really judging
you
me.
Fat.
I was
go
huge.
Go on, Dom.
So I, there. Then you made the move from chicken chippies, that's all you wanted, to chicken, gravy on hot chips with chicken salt. Now, everyone knows what chicken salt is. People not in Australia probably don't know what chicken salt is. It's a
fuck off, we're full. Don't.
It's a staple condiment here in Australia. It's chicken flavoured salt.
Absolutely.
It's delicious. Mm. It's great.
Chickens actually use it as a bit of an after splash.
An after? What
you
is
know
an
what
ar-
I mean? Like back in the day where the people.
Oh, aftershave.
Aftershave.
Viva.
They use it as a bit of a seasoning to attract the opposite sex.
Is that right?
True story, David Attenborough said it.
Wow. So, you're invited, eh?
I am.
So, we order today. Now, Claire says, because we've got a pretty delicious dinner plan. Oh, sorry. Claire loves the sighing at the moment, the pregnancy sighs.
I can't breathe properly. I'm sorry.
You've got
a
growth.
Giant child. Bless
so,
their heart.
So, they them's heart.
Yes.
So, we order today. Because we had a big dinner plan, we only got a small chips
That's a
with
lie,
chicken
guys.
Salt.
I got a medium. I'm sorry.
Well, I only have regular or large.
Oh, I got regular. Mm. It was very nice.
So this is how much you don't know about the ordering process. You don't even know what size you're getting. Anything could be happening back there.
Just feed me me potatoes.
So we order a regular, I said, and I quote, regular sized hot chips with gravy and extra chicken salt.
You didn't say extra.
Chicken salt.
And I was like, you need to say the chicken salt bit again because these plebs don't listen.
I don't like being that type of person who's like, did you hear me when I said chicken salt, please? Did you hear me when I said extra chicken salt?
I worked in these shit jobs and I didn't give a flying fuck what someone ordered.
This is what I'm saying. So I said that. We get the chips. We wait there for 10 minutes, fresh as a daisy, because no one goes there. They have to cook them fresh.
So fresh. So good.
Claire. And then
I knew it too. As soon as they fucking came out the window, I went, there's no fucking salt on these.
But this stressed me out. This is what stressed me out, because Rosie's been crook, right? She's been really crook, our dog Rosie. She's
all right though, guys.
She's got Cushing's disease.
Yes, they think.
Well, they're very, very sure.
Yes.
So she's starting on a new medication, and then the vet says, oh, we'll have to get you in to run you through the fucking bits and bobs. Like,
we're going to sell the house at this rate.
Oh, I know. It's cost us close to 10 grand. And trying to get, which we're happy to pay.
Of course.
But it's like, they said, oh, you're going to have to come back in for another appointment to talk you through the medication. I was like, fuck, can you just give it to us?
I know. Or tell us on the phone.
Something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So then she goes, okay, so come in at 4:20 today, blaze it up. Come in at 4:20 today. And then whilst she's saying the name or saying the time, Claire blurts out while it's on loudspeaker, there's no chicken salt on this. And then she goes, turn back, Isaac. I'm pulling out into the road. She goes, we've got to go back. I'm like, I'm not going back to fucking Henny Penny. So you can have extra chicken salt on your chips.
No, not extra chicken salt.
There was chicken salt in it.
They were bone dry.
They went bone dry. Swimming in gravy it was. Swimming in gravy.
I'm going to die in some gravy.
Christ. Turn back. You better turn back.
No, I said, can you please go back?
You did not. You went, we're going back. We've got to go back. I swear, I wouldn't have recorded because you said, we've got to go. We need to turn around.
Salt on it.
We've got, our neighbours must think we're just screaming at each other.
We do. It's food domestic.
We always have these screaming matches, like pretend screaming matches.
And then run around the house.
Chase each other.
And then I got all sad because I thought Isaac was mad at me.
I wasn't
because
mad
I asked
at you.
To go back for the salt.
And then I said, no, okay. So on the way home, I'll pull in at Woolies. I'll run in and grab chicken salt.
And then I was like, nah, this is the grossest thing I've ever done.
I tried the chips. They were still nice.
No, they weren't.
Christ. So, this has been our afternoon.
And will we get divorced? Find out in the next episode.
I don't know. I'm sorry, okay?
It's not your fault. It was bloody Jared's. He looked like a Jared through the drive-thru, not listening through the intercom.
So we are talking about names here. Jared.
Jared.
What's give me a couple of names that, because we're about to have a baby in April, everybody, if you're listening. You're obviously listening, but if you're interested, what's some names you would not call our son or daughter? Jackson.
Hideous.
Ashley. Can't do it. Nah.
Luke.
Luke. Oh, I've got a cousin Luke. I do like Luke, but
your turn.
What about Grace?
Except for dogs.
Dogs. Grace is a nice name.
Gracie for a dog's nice.
What about if we named it? What's a good one?
Brendan.
Bryce.
Bryce.
Oh, yuck. Bryce. If there's a Bryce listening, fucking Xavier? Jump up.
I hate the Xaviers.
It's Xavier.
It's Xavier.
No, it's not Xavier.
Yes, it is.
I hate that.
With an X.
Xavier.
It's Xavier.
Isn't it Professor Xavier?
Xavier.
Well, it's not Professor Xavier.
It's a remix of a song of this. It's Xavier. You're going, Xavier.
But it's not Professor Xavier. It is Professor.
Sarah.
Ooh. All Sarah's.
Kyle.
Okay, here's the hot tip. Every Sarah in the world and every Kyle are obese.
Yes.
And they don't miss their chicken salt.
Fuck them. To the moon. Sorry. My hormones are raging, guys. My ribs are hurting.
Yeah. So give people a bit of an update.
I don't know. I follow this girl on Instagram who I like her content normally, but she's pregnant a little bit ahead of me. She's fucking winning the bitch. Anyway.
What do you mean she's winning?
No, I'm
winning
joking.
The race.
Yes. Oh. She'll pop hers out before me.
Yep.
Anyway, every day she puts up at least 10 stories about her venting about pregnancy, and it's just stupid shit, and I'm like, ugh.
Do you think that people just want to hear you whinge? Like, well, is that that thing? What did you say that the other day?
Misery attracts misery. I said it wrong.
No, what is
definitely
it?
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company, yeah.
Yes. And I don't like that she does that because I'm just like, you know, there's people that, you know, I don't want to be the ones that's like, I know that people struggle to fall pregnant, infertility, and it's awful. So you also don't want to rub it in people's faces.
Rub
blah,
the baby.
Blah, blah. Yes.
Don't rub the baby in people's faces.
No, you know what I mean. But I love every single story. It's about her pregnancy and her symptoms. And I'm just like, we all get it. But it's like, I don't know. I think as well because most of my following from you stems from, it's just dudes. And I don't think fucking Tom that works at the fucking...
There's a lot of girls that follow you.
Building site wants to hear about me going, my nipples are so fucking sore and dark.
The majority of people that watch this are men, but there are a lot of women, and there are a lot more women since you've become more a part of the channel, which I think is beautiful.
I think they should all fuck off.
I'm kidding. Why?
It's nice because all the girls that like this are all nice.
You know what's hilarious?
We're nice girls.
You know what's hilarious?
What?
It's like I love that you're involved with this now and people love to meet you and stuff.
It's fucking surprising, isn't it?
No, but I've always said you deserve this because you're fucking hilarious. You're the funniest person that I know. But you know what? There's a nice way to say that you're a bigger fan of Claire than you are of me. There's a nice way to do it and there's a mean way to do it. We met someone the other day who looked at you and said, I'm the biggest fan of Claire, and then looked at me and went, you not so much. I was like, oh my God, there's so many nicer ways to say that. Like, be a fan of Claire. That's great. That's what I want. I want Claire to have all the limelight.
No,
but
thanks.
Don't look at me and go, but not you, you.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I say to people when they say to me, they're like,
we all know you're a big deal.
I am a big deal.
You are a big deal.
I've got chicken salt coming out the wazoo.
Wish I did.
Fucking. But anyway, I'm just talking shit.
I like it.
I love that everyone loves you.
I don't think
everyone I love does. That everyone loves you because I love you, and I think it's marvelous that everyone's starting to see what I see.
Do you see what I see?
And
your
see
poor fucking thing.
This extra part of you. You don't get to see the ins and outs.
No, not Isaac doesn't either. Good night.
Jackson.
Sorry.
I wanted to jump onto some of the comments from last week because there were some questions on last week's podcast and some statements.
Statements?
Some people said... this is from Heidi K.
Hi, hey, Heidi. That's a nice name.
No bullshit. I squealed with happiness when we announced our pregnancy. It's going to be a super cute human.
Thank you, beautiful.
That's beautiful. This is from Greg Bushell, who's a member of the channel. Congratulations, mum and dad. You guys will be awesome parents. The kid's so lucky. Isn't that nice?
I hope so.
This is from Southern Belladonna. The little snort that Claire does when she's laughing is adorable. Not when she's snoring at night time.
Or when it comes out my ass.
What about you?
If they heard what I just said then over what you did.
Claire said, not when it comes out of my ass.
And as soon as I said it, I went, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
This is from David Big D 90.
David. Sliding me DMs, David.
On my view is on, because Claire said that kids are expensive in the podcast.
Oh, no.
My view, and we do often ask people to give their opinion.
We don't mean it, though.
No, I was being facetious. I don't want to know your fucking opinion. David Big D. What a weird name. My view on kids are expensive. They don't have to be.
David needs his children taken off him immediately.
David's kids are living in a cardboard box.
They don't need it.
There are ways you can reduce the amount of time you spend on. Oh, reduce the amount you spend on them.
Of course there is.
I just threw time in there because that's what I assume David's trying to get rid of. For example, homeschooling them.
Oh, David.
That's good. That's a good one. If you want them to be fucking bullied and turn into autistic.
I'm not homeschooling anybody. I couldn't even school myself. Fuck.
Not buying electronics. Oh, Dave sounds like a good dad. No clothes bought new off the racks.
Oh, David.
David.
Buy some merch.
Buy some, yeah, fucking... How good is it? Well, at least we're funding David through Centrelink.
Oh, David.
Grow your own vegetables. Is this my dad?
Oh, David.
Live off the grid. Oh, my God, David.
Does he think that we're homeless?
I plan on having three, where I'll have at least one son and one daughter and see the value in raising both gentleman and lady into this world.
Listen, I think David should get chickens and that's it.
As far as not having any more time as a couple, this is another thing we said. That's why we don't want to have one. There are always ways you can spend quality time together.
I bet David's single and has no children.
David got four likes from that.
Fuck you.
That's
fuck
all.
You.
That's all
fuck
people you. With fuck heaps you. Of kids yeah. going, yeah.
Be miserable like yeah, us, you bastards.
And that's the thing. People want you to be. That's, they do. I don't know if I said this the other day. Or I don't know where I said this. Maybe
I think we said it in the car.
In the car. Mm. It's like people are like, oh, when are you going to have a baby? When are you going to have a baby? And then you have a baby and they're like, huh, why'd you have a baby? Your life's ruined. Ruined!
Sleep now while you can.
Fuck.
It gets worse. It'll get worse. That's my favourite. It'll get worse.
Oh, this lady said, huge congrats. Pregnancy isn't easy, but the end result is beautiful.
Thank
the process,
you.
Not so much. My little,
I agree.
This is from Whitney. My little bean is over 9 weeks old now.
They're close in age.
She wouldn't let me have any coffee for about 20 weeks.
Yes, hard.
Because you feel a bit crook. Mm. You feel crook with coffee now and you love coffee too. Mm. Exercise is a huge achievement. And that's another one Claire's been doing really, really well with is training almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you've had like a gap between. But
this doesn't just happen.
My word. Ooh. But another one is we were listening to this thing from Dr. Rhonda Patrick, who's been on Rogan's podcast a lot, and she's...
Isaac should be on the podcast. Oh, comment that down below. Come on, Joe Rogan. Come Christ! On, Joe.
She is a nutritionalist and a scientist.
Much like myself.
Much like yourself. And she's very, very in-depth. She's got an Instagram called Found My Fitness. Right, and so she went on, and I might even be able to actually. She has got a great, lots of great videos, like videos about like 60 minutes per week of exercise reduces premature death by 27%. So things like that. She's very, very interesting, and she goes through all these studies and all that type of stuff. So exercise, this is about when you're about to try for a baby or when you're pregnant, and just in general, exercise can potentially affect your unborn child's genes by altering the chemistry of DNA in sperm and egg cells. So when we exercise deliberately and frequently, our genes behave differently. Even more surprising, however, is that it's now believed children can inherit those changes. And this is interesting because it's sort of epigenetics. Like if you learn and you're terrified of something, sometimes it can be even passed down through generations. The same reason, like, you don't, no one likes sleeping with their foot over the edge of the bed. It sort of goes back to when we were cave people or even monkeys, and you don't want to have your foot leaning over the edge because you might, you know, fall out of the tree, sort of thing. No, seriously. And that's why we're all scared of the dark too, because if you walk out in the dark back in the day, you get eaten.
Yeah. I'm just imagining us sleeping in a tree.
Oh, Jesus. This bears repeating. Exercise can likely affect your child's unborn child's genes. This is what's called transgeneration epigenetic inheritance. I was right. Go move. It was first discovered in animals, but we know it now works in humans as well. Looking at genetic changes in sperm, 3 months of high intensity aerobic exercise done twice per week was enough to see changes in paternally inherited genes involved in the risk of autism, Alzheimer's disease, obsessive compulsive disorder, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and atherosclerosis.
Wow.
So, if you, leading up to the point of where you are actually about to have a child, if you're a man or a woman, if you train for 3 months and train hard twice a week, you will actually increase the chances of your child, and not only your child but your grandchild as well, because their genes are already being expressed inside of your child's body at the time they are pregnant, or when they will be in the womb, rather. Bad traits, though, occur from poor lifestyle choices can be passed on as well. Paternal obesity, so the fat dads, is associated with sperm gene methylation changes that increase risk of developing cancers such as Wilms tumor, colorectal cancer, and ovarian cancer. Can a man that's obese make positive life changes like weight loss before having a child that will epigenetically affect their sperm DNA? Yes. Another study showed that obese men that lost weight had many epigenetic changes in sperm DNA. So if you're about to have a child and you don't lose weight, that is fucking child abuse.
Mm.
We saw some people last the other night who were trying for a child, and they were both huge.
Mm.
And they couldn't
they
do it.
They weren't doing it in front of us.
It was so hot. I've never been harder. But like, they were very big people.
Yep.
And it's like you look and you're like, okay, so what is that being? What are you then passing on to your child? So being an overweight man and then releasing those sperm cells into your wife, partner, whatever, is actually could be detrimental to that child. And
vice versa.
Yeah. And what are you injecting into the man as a woman?
No, but if you're a big gal.
Big gal.
Could
with
that do the same
dodgy
thing?
Eggs.
Oh.
Bad eggs. But yeah, it's the same thing. But those eggs, like you're born with those eggs, right?
That grosses me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yuck.
So those eggs that are inside you were genetically affected by your mother.
I hate this sort of shit.
By your mother's decisions. And that will affect your children, her grandchildren, by the decisions that she made. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
So if you want to, not only does losing weight help you fall pregnant, it also benefits your child, which I just think that's absolutely crazy.
That's why I've been trying to exercise more, because even though I feel like shit and I'm so tired at the moment as well, I'm just like, right, bub needs it, got to do it, especially if I'm going to have my hot chips twice a week.
Yeah, I think you should absolutely have your hot chips. I think you should absolutely listen to your cravings and enjoy the little things, because it's tough. But you got to think about your health at the same time. Mm. And I think another thing is, when you have the baby, it's obviously tough, and it's going to be tough for us, and bad food choices, and not so much bad food choices. I think you can eat whatever you want as long as you don't eat too much.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
We just have to be careful that both of us don't blow out, because this is so easy for both of us to do it.
Luckily, we're sponsored by HelloFresh, which will keep us
in
shape.
We are sponsored by HelloFresh. Go and check
them
out.
Finally. I love HelloFresh. It's actually fucking good. I was very surprised.
This is from Kate O'Brien. You guys both inspire me to be and do better every day with your positive outlook, strong relationship, and your motivation to achieve life goals.
Oh, thank you. I don't think we're motivational.
I think we talk some good shit.
Fucking hell. That's very nice. Thank you.
What else have we got? We got a lot of congratulations. So thank you very much.
Everyone's been so nice.
A lot of people were saying a lot of things you can't do. I have two boys. This is from Harriet, and I ate everything normal: sushi, sprouts, soft cheese, even maybe what I said, a glass of wine. I think I had two throughout the 9 months. I don't know. I think that a lot of people won't know this, but when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to eat a lot of things like sushi, soft cheeses, and it's because of the risk of not salmonella, but E. coli a lot of the time, or maybe salmonella as well, food poisoning, because it can affect the bub. Mm. It could potentially risk miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So that's a danger, you know.
I think sushi sucks, so it's all right.
Yeah, it's not a big one, and you don't drink much anyway, so that hasn't been hard for you either.
Coffee was when I was sick.
Yeah.
And couldn't have my coffee. Then I was pretty depressed. That was hard. But now I'm back. I'm having Mocha's.
Ooh.
It's very, very exciting. But I'm glad to have my caffeine back.
So everyone was just real, real pumped. I think that's lovely. So, yeah. Oh, a lot of people were talking about the horrible lady we had.
At the blood test.
Yeah,
and I got
they
some
were
DMs
like,
about that too, and they were like, "Whoa."
Yeah, they were like, "That's
she was a witch."
Some lady said, I can't find it. She was like, "Oh my god, that as a health professional, that's fucking horrible." So, yeah.
Disgraceful.
And even the like, we went for another blood test recently, and the lady was like, "That's fucked," because we got a nice lady that we go and see normally, because blood tests are quite common. Becoming a mother, like you got to get blood tests. We got another, what's it called? Ultrasound tomorrow. And that's to check development and all that type of stuff.
You guys will know the sex soon too.
When should we reveal that?
I don't know. Soon.
I think we should. How should we reveal it?
On Insta?
I think so. Someone said we should do a pyrotechnic show. I think so.
You have epilepsy.
That's true. But pyrotechnics is in like fireworks and stuff.
No.
We could do that.
I don't like those like cringy people on the internet that do these giant gender reveals. I think they're so gross.
What do you want to do as far as when we have like throughout the pregnancy?
Sorry.
I think once Dixie has that big yawn, we've got to finish the show.
No.
We're going to have a baby shower?
Yes.
The lady
I love
said
that.
They wanted
That's nice.
She wants you to vlog the baby shower.
No. I don't vlog. Sorry, that's a bit cringy.
Oh, we just like to experience
it. Hi, guys.
Yeah, well, we vlogged our honeymoon.
Yeah, that was different, though. I'll do photos and, like, little stories about it, but I'm not going to sit there and be like, hi.
I don't know. I think we just don't like to.
It's a bit.
I judge people.
I just can't.
I don't like that YouTuber life.
No, it's
Oh, you've
so
got to show
gross.
Everything. I like
do
sitting down.
Do a house tour.
No.
Fuck off.
You don't want to see it. Oh, we will do a little tour of the
nursery.
The
That's
nursery.
Nice.
What else do we need to put in the nursery?
A baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show this week. Dickie's going to bed.
I'm so tired.
We've got the vet in an hour, so you've got an hour to nap if you would like. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. We are also available on iTunes and Spotify now, so go and check out the Mum and Dad Show there. Go and subscribe.
And merch is coming soon.
Merch is coming soon. Love yous, leave yous. Bye.
Bye.